Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions, and issues that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member of Al Mustafa University in the Hausa Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, since parents play a major role in the Islamic upbringing of their children, so for that reason, parents themselves need to have a lot of knowledge. We discussed a little about it, but I would want you to summarize what kind of knowledge, what should parents have in themselves first as the guiders of their children.
Yes, in the name of Allah, I begin my discussion today. Let me bring forward a point that should have been mentioned earlier. When we talk about upbringing or carrying out any activity within the worldview and ideology of Islam as a Muslim parent, it's obvious that when we're talking about upbringing, it has to be according to Islamic principles and values.
True.
So there's no need to qualify that upbringing by saying it's Islamic upbringing. That's very important. I mean, yes, many of our activities we attribute to them and qualify them to be Islamic. It's obvious as a Muslim person, as a Muslim parent, whatever we should do, whatever we do should be done with this purpose in mind, that we want to achieve the proximity to God, Allah Almighty. And therefore it should be Islamic. But again, we do qualify it to be Islamic because we want to negate any other form of upbringing, which may be done with a materialistic mindset. So basically, the parent should know what he is dealing with, what she is dealing with, what is the responsibility that he or she has to carry out as a Muslim believer, as a faithful person. As an educator, basically he should have or she should have an understanding of those six elements that we talked about in education.
Yeah.
Whether it's formal education or it's informal education, those six elements are there.
Yeah.
Of course, all of us may have a vague understanding, something which is there hidden in our minds, but it has to be brought out and understood properly in a concrete manner. We have to be able to determine the elements of education. So a parent or any educator for that matter should know who is dealing with, who she is dealing with, where do we start off from, what is the starting point of that education and upbringing, where should it end.
And they should also have a knowledge about the one whom they are teaching, upbringing.
The person who's being taught brought up should be known. The environment, the environment through that learning has to take place.
True. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing how parents can do Islamic upbringing of their children, but in a better way, while they themselves have some important points in them, like they should have knowledge about themselves first, they should have knowledge about their children, and many more elements Professor Naqavi is talking about. Yes.
So, as I was saying, the six elements of education have to be known and understood by the person who is going to carry out that training and upbringing and education as a whole.
Yeah.
And the first and foremost thing would be knowing and understanding oneself.
Yeah.
And what competencies one has, what the knowledge base he or she has to have.
Okay.
The skills,
okay,
that one has to have, the attitude, which is very important.
Okay.
As I said, as Muslim parents, as Muslim believers and practitioners, there's no doubt that everything has to be done within the bounds of religion.
True.
We have to remove and get done with that secular mindset that we have. That is a very basic problem in our lives, in our societies today.
Okay.
When we talk about Islam, we compare it with other systems. I mean, there's no comparison to be made, but we still do it. We talk about banking, Islamic banking, conventional banking. So, I mean, that conventional banking is non-Islamic. So it's not according to the design that Allah Almighty has made for our lives. So when it comes to upbringing children, we have to do it for the sake of Allah.
Okay.
For the sake of Allah means doing it how he wants us to do it. For the sake of Allah means that it has to be with a pure intention.
Yeah.
It has to be for the sake of bringing forward to life and to bring up a person in the Islamic context, in the Islamic tradition, with the Islamic goals in mind, with the principles as the basis of that life that one has to have, that pure life, the hayat-i tayyiba that one has to lead to be successful in this world and the hereafter. So the important thing that the parent, the educator, the trainer must know,
yep,
that he should have the proper knowledge.
All right.
He should have the proper attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he should have the proper skills.
All right.
The psychomotor skills, how to manage, how to communicate, how to interact with the child.
All right.
So these are the basic things that the educator must know about himself, and then, of course, about the child and the other factors and elements which are there.
True. The first thing we get to know that as educator, a person needs to understand self. He needs to understand the competencies and skills, the psychomotor skills and attitude, his own attitude, the attitude of a child. All these elements should be known on both sides, as an educator himself and as parent or even in the child. So the qualities or the elements that you said an educator must have, does it mean that only a parent should have these qualities or even the teacher at school? We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing about the elements an educator should have for the necessary upbringing of a child. Well, Professor Naqavi, before the break, we asked you, is it enough that only a parent has these elements that we discussed, or even the trainer at schools or at some gym or any other place?
Actually, your question should be the other way around. Yes, a teacher, a trainer, a coach, he or she must have these elements. The problem is that when it comes to parenting, we think, though, no, it's something going to, it's going to happen naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, once we've got married, everything comes naturally. Whereas, as a matter of fact, there's a great deal of learning to be done to become a parent. And before that, even becoming a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, a person has to become be able to recognize and determine for himself or herself the spouse.
Yeah.
And then go on to the other
stages.
So
the upbringing starts at a very, very early stage, starts very before even the child is born.
As an educator, one has to be very clear that is he going to live a life of complacency and normality as the society moves, or we have a mission in life.
Yeah.
We, as the followers of the Ahlul Bayt,
do Islam, have a goal.
We have a goal. We have a principle.
A
we believe in
goal.
Wilaya. We believe in the principle of the imamate.
Yeah.
We have a mission, a goal in life.
Yeah, reaching perfection.
Reaching perfection and bringing about that perfection in life, in society, developing
in all our
society.
Actions.
Everything should be for that sake. It should be a mission. It should be a continuous struggle.
True.
A jihad,
yeah.
in the true sense. So this is the mindset that the parent should have. Of course, the teacher in an Islamic state, in an Islamic system, the teacher, the coach, even physical training,
mm-hmm.
which would be for that purpose, that we want to develop strong people, have strong minds, and become companions of the imam, awaited imam. That is the most important thing, that we have a mission state. It's not that we just teach our children to pray for the imam,
yeah.
and that's all. And then go on with their everyday lives as they would be doing in any other society or in any other community or any other part of the world.
All right.
No, we have to create, we have to develop, we have to bring up soldiers of the imam.
True.
That is the mission statement that we have to have. So we can't have a very relaxed behavior in the upbringing of our children. It has to be a continuous struggle. It has to be a continuous learning process.
True.
We need to learn something before. Of course, it's very true that till you don't get involved in that relationship, the man and wife as a couple, many things are theoretical.
Yeah.
But there has to be theoretical learning before that, premarital, and then pre-parenting.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know some things, understand things, and then when we come to the implementation and application of those theoretical issues, there is how we have to manage things and go back to a person whom we consider as a mentor, maybe as a guide, go back to him, discuss
yeah.
with him. So it should be a continuous learning process, and a process where we are teaching and taking our knowledge and skills level to a higher stage and a higher level continuously.
All right. So when we said that an educator must have all those elements, we mean that it should not be like he should not be educating himself just after a child is born. These all things, the elements he needs to have, the skills, the education, the understanding, the cognitive skills or psychomotor skills, all the things he needs to have, the competence and all, he should be having that before he gets into a relationship.
Exactly.
Basically, not just after the child is born. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.